Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today's Gospel reading is from St. Mark, where he writes, "Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" Every failure, every betrayal, every doubt, every fall, God's heart is big enough to envelop them all. This is the good news. This is the mission Jesus proclaims from the moment he steps into Galilee. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But then comes the startling exception, an exception that seems to crack the very foundation of grace. Whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness. Why? What is the sin so severe that even God's boundless mercy cannot reach it? To understand, we must look at the context. The scribes look at Jesus, mercy incarnate, truth incarnate, divine love made flesh, and they say, "He has an unclean spirit." This is the sin Jesus warns them of. The persistent, willful refusal to acknowledge the action of the Holy Spirit. It is not ignorance. It is not weakness. It is a hardened stance of the heart that sees the light and calls it darkness, witnesses God's goodness and declares it evil. This is not a single moment of doubt or confusion. It is a deliberate choice to close one's eyes, to shut the heart, to reject grace even when grace is standing right in front of you. The unforgivable nature of this sin does not flow from a divine unwillingness to forgive, but from a human unwillingness to accept forgiveness. God never ceases offering mercy. The tragedy is that a person can choose never to receive it. The Holy Spirit's role is to convict, illuminate, move, soften, invite, and convert the human heart. If someone refuses the Spirit entirely, rejects his movements, resists his truth, denies his inspiration, there is no pathway left for grace to enter. It is as if the only medicine that can heal the soul is continually thrown away. Saint John Paul II said, "The unforgivable sin is the refusal to be forgiven." And C.S. Lewis expressed it, "The doors of hell are locked from the inside." God does not cast out the sinner. The sinner tragically chooses to remain outside. While we may not accuse Jesus of having an unclean spirit, the temptation behind the scribe's attitude is real for all disciples. How often do we resist the Holy Spirit's promptings because they challenge our comfort? How often do we rationalize our sins or refuse to admit our need for healing? How often do we see God at work in person, in Scripture, in our conscience, and turn away because receiving the grace would require change? The danger is not that we might accidentally commit the unforgivable sin, but that we might slowly cultivate a heart that resists the Spirit's voice. The unforgivable sin, then, is not a moment. It is a posture. And that posture forms any time we say to God, "Not your will, but mine." Paradoxically, this terrifying warning is also a profound mercy. Jesus speaks it not to condemn, but to save. He names the danger so we can avoid it. He shows the scribes the precipice on which they stand. And for us, his words become a mirror reflecting back a truth we often forget. Grace must be received. Mercy must be welcomed. Forgiveness must be accepted. The good news is this. If your heart is troubled by this message, if you fear that you may have resisted the Spirit, if you worry about being unforgivable, then you have not committed the unforgivable sin. Only a heart open to grace can feel such concern. A hardened heart does not fear hardness. A closed heart does not fear being closed. A soul rejecting the Spirit does not fear losing Him. Your very desire for God is evidence that the Spirit is alive in you. There is no sin beyond God's mercy. There is only the refusal to open the door. Today, Jesus stands at that door and knocks. He warns us only so that we may open it. He cautions us only so that we will never be afraid to be forgiven. He speaks of the unforgivable sin only to assure us that everything else, everything, can be forgiven. May we never lose, or may we never grow weary of receiving His mercy. May we never resist the Spirit who longs to save us. And may our hearts always remain open to the One whose love never closes. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, break through my resistance. Illuminate the places in me that I keep hidden. Melt what is hardened. Heal what is wounded. Cleanse what is impure. Give me the grace not to resist you. Let your mercy reach every part of my heart. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to reflect over them deeply and apply them to your life. And if God should so move you, be a source of mercy and love for those whom you meet. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.